Welcome, family, to Unlock with Keys. I am your host, Mykia Latia, and today we are unlocking the story behind a woman who did not allow life's diagnosis to stop her from building the empire she deserved. She has beat breast cancer twice and now helps business owners to create the life that they want. With the help of her ambitious niece, they have built a village behind their brand. Please welcome Tanisha Tucker and Ayanna Lockwood. Ooh. Welcome.
Hey, girl.
Hey, ladies. Hey, girl. Hey. Phew, we got to the intro. How are you doing today?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm great. Good. I'm so excited to talk with you. I know we've been meeting for the past few weeks, and I'm just excited for you to tell your stories and really just tell people to understand what Go Team is and just all that you do. Mm-hmm. So, Tanisha and Ayanna, let's get going. Y'all ready?
Yeah.
Let's get to it.
Let's awesome. So, Tanisha, tell me, I pretty much gave a pretty, you know, descriptive, you know, introduction, but what are two words that would describe who Tanisha is?
Man, I'm purpose-driven. Purpose-driven. It's just crazy because every time I hear my story, somebody talk about me, like what I actually went through, like in the past, and this is a series of like 6 years, like, wow, I'm like, the enemy's coming for me. Mm. So I know something great has to be coming. So it's just amazing to be able to talk to people, for one, on different notes, because a lot of times when people are going through some type of a diagnosis or things, you know, people are always going through. You're either like just getting out of one problem, on the way to the next one, calling up, and you know, it's always cycles, right? Mm-hmm. So with that, and just kind of getting people to realize, like, just because something happened to you, it's not yours.
Mm. Yeah, yeah.
And God still has a plan for you. So you stay with that, and you just
Let's talk about that. So you started with purpose driven, but you also said you experienced this 6 years in a row, or 6 years total, correct?
Yeah. So I'm sorry if I
go ahead, go for it. Yeah, yeah.
The first bout of breast cancer was in 2017, and at this point, I'm 32. Mm-hmm. Nobody in my family ever had any type of diagnosis like that. So the confusing part, well, on my niche, it's really not really trying to ask, like, why?
Yeah.
A lot of people, that's your first thing. Why me? Why? But I just encourage you to say, why not me?
Mm-hmm.
Because at the end of the day, your creator built you for anything that's going to come your way. So he knows you can get through it. And so that's the first time, you know, I'm like, okay, boom, whatever, God, he's with me.
What are you thinking? Breast cancer. What's going through your mind?
So honestly, I'm always a positive person.
Yeah.
And the crazy thing was, when we first got the diagnosis, me and my husband, we had been married for 2 years at the time, and we had just bought a house.
Wow.
And the crazy thing I just realized was that I manifested that house like years ago, or that neighborhood.
Come on.
Without even thinking about it. Like, I saw this house that was on this water, and I was like, oh, that's my house. You know what? That's my neighborhood. Look at the back of that, all that water.
Yeah.
And stuff, right? Mm-hmm. So right then, like right when we first got the diagnosis, the doctor calls. I just found out we had a private beach. I was like, the realtor, she could have won me on, as soon as she would have said, oh, private beach. But she didn't
send
even
me
know.
Your address after this episode. I'm coming over.
But look, so honestly, when she told me, and you know, it's all I heard, okay, so you have breast cancer, you know, blah, blah, blah. It turned into the, you know, how, what is that, Charlie Brown, how the adult sound.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Wah, wah, wah.
Because
it's just a lot. What you talking about? Okay, you saying this, just get to the whole point of things. Because if you're saying, I have this cancer right here, and you're just talking to me about and it's probably important things, you know, she was just doing her job.
Right.
But, my thought is, okay, if it's breast cancer, I'm here. What we got to do to get it out.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
So I could just keep going with this life.
Come on.
going with my purpose. Because everything, purpose driven. Like that, right? But so my husband was there too, which was a blessing, because we were always like ships passing the night. So he's there. He's hearing everything. And after, you know, he's kind of like shook it. And I was like, this was like the best day ever, babe. And he was like, Tanisha, you were just told that you had breast cancer.
Wow. Yeah.
And I was like, no, but babe, we don't know. We got a beach. Like, we never get to spend time together. Better. Like, yeah. So, you know, I was like, God got that. You guys got it on that, whatever. Right. Let's just go see what this is about. Mm. And my whole time with breast cancer, I met this lady in the beginning. Mm. I was, because, you know, when you get a diagnosis, your life just can't shut down. If you got work, you still got to work. You got whatever, you still got it. You got to do life still. Mm-hmm. So I do a lot of speaking at different events. And I was at like this home event, a small event. And this one lady, because I was, you know, kind of just got a diagnosis. So I was telling people.
Yeah.
And she told me, she was like, she was a 2-time survivor. And she said that, honestly, you know, like Jesus, just know with everything that Jesus is a gentleman.
Mm, okay.
She said, anything that you ask him, he's going to do it. He's going to take you through it. So I've been using that, what she said, through everything in life. Like, you know, he's a gentleman. So like, Lord, I need this to happen. So my main thing with cancer, most of the time people, you know, you associate cancer, you think, okay, losing your hair, you're going to be bald. Right. You're going to be people, they're throwing up, losing all this weight. Me, I've always been on the slim side. So I'm like, I don't have too much weight to lose. And then I love to eat. So, Lord, I don't want to not want my food that I got. So it's probably like little trivial things that I ask. But see, my daddy loved me. So really and truly, I never got sick. Like, chemo did not take me out. No. I mean, I'm not trying to belittle anybody who it does. But I asked my father. Mm-hmm. I don't want to go through that. I know you love all your children. You do.
Yeah.
However, right now, being your favorite, I just need this to happen. Like, I don't want to get sick. I didn't want to lose all this weight. Yeah. And actually, I was probably the best. The first time around, for really, you couldn't tell me nothing. Because she was thick, okay? I had my hood. And one thing, I didn't pray. I didn't ask God about anything with my hair. I'm like, you know, if it does fall out, you know, let's start over brand new.
Come on.
My hair did fall out, and it was like a real pivotal moment, because I was like, it was kind of like a I am not my hair moment.
Okay.
It's just coming out, whatever. So that right there was the exciting part. But just knowing that God delivers, like, anything that you ask him. And I did that. So everything that I asked him for, you know, I mean, I went through surgery. That probably was like the craziest time, like the healing and everything. But me realizing too that even though this was happening to me, it was really happening to my husband too, because he was watching me go through this. Right. Like, I'm going bald. He's, you know, he fell in love with this woman who was this, that, and other, you know, hair life. And then she bald head. And he's like, baby, you know, the thing is, I was with you bald head. You just beautiful. This is, you know, little things. I love you for you. Little things, right? To have that there. But with the breast cancer, the main thing, honestly, is the mental. So that's why with the GO team, my main thing, the first thing is, you know, if somebody comes on board, we do mindset training.
Because
they say much is mental. Honestly, everything is mental.
Absolutely.
And you got to keep your, when people say you got to keep your head in the game, it's going to be things that hit you in business and life, period. So you just really got to go and run with the flow. And that's really what the GO team is. So the GO team does, it stands for God over everything.
Come on.
And that's really how I've come to live my life.
Right.
Has to be.
Listen, your spirit is just so bright right now. Like, girl, just to hear you go. And I know we touched on your story, but like, just to hear you explain it in this context, there's just so much you just said. Like, so many powerful things. Like, first thing, you had a choice and you made a decision. Mm-hmm. You had two options, to choose faith or fear. Right. You chose faith and you stuck with it. Mm-hmm. Not only that, you're talking about how your husband is also seeing you go through this.
Right.
Yeah. Whatever choice, whatever decision you would have made would have also affected him as well during this journey.
Wow.
And not only did you choose faith, but I look at it as God rewarding you for trusting him. And you still trusted him to say, okay, God, we still got life to live. I'm here. Like, I am here. This is where you want me to be, so this is where I'm going to stay, and this is what I'm going to be committed to. That is powerful. I don't think you hear enough testimonies like
that. No, you don't.
You don't.
Well,
Ayana, as her, as seeing your aunt go through this.
To be honest, what's so funny is because she's so positive during the chemo and everything, she didn't let anything stop her.
Wow.
When it happened the second time, we all were like, huh? But I remember when she said that it possibly may be, I'm like, auntie, I'm about to call you right now. We finna pray. And you know what? Lord, you're going to do your will and she's going to be okay. But then, you know, you start like seeing her go through different things, like her, you know, fingernails and hair. And I was like, you know what, auntie, I decree and I declare that your hair going to grow back faster and even more healthier than it was before. And, but you know, just have moments, but she still, you know, kept faith. And I feel like it even has inspired me because, you know, everything's in the mindset mm-hmm. of like, you know, sometimes you think different things, even when you're not diagnosed with something, something happens and you're like, okay, I can think like this. But then I'm like, you know what? She's right. You know, you have a choice to mm-hmm. choose faith or fear. And, you know, you should just lean on the Lord in these different times and not yeah. really allow the enemy to plant things in your mind, because that's usually what that is, you know?
Yeah, and that'll cause more toxins in your body. Right. Now what was already being delivered to you as a diagnosis is mm. either going to continue to grow and create something else yeah. or you can kill it there. Exactly. Like, that's not God's will. You know, let's thank you for the level of awareness, but let's keep it going.
Okay, exactly. That's what they got to do. They're there for a reason. You know, you need the doctors. They got to tell you what they study yeah. and let them practice on us, because it's their practice. Right. You know, no disrespect, no shade. But from there, mm. that's when your mental have to go to work then. You know, you got to kick in, because people literally worry themselves to death.
And you know what? I was going to say that, you know, you think about people in movies and stuff like that. When they're diagnosed, they're like, you know, moping and weeping, mm-hmm. but that wasn't her. Like,
yeah.
she's like, okay, we're gonna come in here and we're gonna be okay, everybody. Like, when she goes to her chemo and everything, like, she's gonna be, I'm gonna be all right. You know,
and you should tell her
what you told the doctor.
I be hyping up the people in chemo, like, yes, love chemo, y'all. We all right. Like,
we out.
Yep.
but no, like, so that's the second time around.
Yeah. So we're there now. So the second time. Mm.
So talked about, yep. So the first time, you know, all that, it was a whole lot. So when this 5 years later, right? 5 years, wow. most of the time people, and then I don't want people to, like, you look at this and you think, like, okay, I've been through cancer before or whatever, and maybe it's 4 years. You're like, maybe it came back to her and it was 5 years ago. Mm, right. Nope, don't even. Do not start thinking that because something happened to somebody else that it may come back.
Come on.
Right. At all, right? Because, you know, we casting it out. Like, right. if it came to come and you conquered, it was for a reason. Don't even try to think it back up. Right. But
that was a good disclaimer.
That was for somebody. But just to say,
that was a great disclaimer.
Because I was just talking to somebody earlier and I was like, yeah, because I don't even want to harp on when that mine came back, because they're excited right now about just being free of mm-hmm. what the enemy mm-hmm. tried.
That's
right. So I'm not putting that in nobody's hand that it's coming back, because it's not. But so second time around, right? Mm-hmm. It's like, at this point, I'm just excited because of the fact that everything that's happening. Like, I've started this company, right?
Yeah.
God Over Everything Consulting, because really people were like, I would run into a lot of people and I was helping a lot of people make some nice money.
Mm-hmm.
But the problem is, it's like when people, you get some money in your hand and you're not used to it and you don't really understand whose it belongs to.
Right. Come on.
So I'm like, Lord, I just send me some people who know you, or at least open so that I can just tell them about like what they can do, different things, right? So that God Over Everything, it was really a God idea.
Right.
And it was inspired by just what I was around, because I didn't want, you know, the thing is, a lot of people, when you see, they'll say, okay, if you're Christian and you talk about money, you're doing things, then, you know, you're going the opposite way.
Mm, okay.
But I'm like, God wants us to be fruitful and to help others.
He has several scriptures
yes.
to back up.
Always, right?
Our prosperity and abundance.
Yes, especially, like, you know, I don't want to get to preaching right now.
You might hear Deuteronomy, is that what you said?
No. Yes.
Right. But no, go ahead, continue.
Yeah, but so that was like where the Go Team started.
Yeah.
But then the thing is, it's like, okay, I go through all these things and I'm, you know, keeping the faith. The doctors at first, they were saying that, you know, I was young and, you know, we may not be able to have children because of all the stuff that's about to happen to my body and all this. You know, we could do different things, like to try to, like, freeze some eggs or freeze some embryos and stuff just to hold on to, just in case, or whatever.
Mm.
And but they were like, but my body might not be able to hold a baby.
Okay.
But it's probably the first time me really saying that, because I never like
mm-hmm. heard any of that.
I never claimed it. Mm-hmm. I was just like, okay, what's now? How do we get this cancer out? You can talk about it. Okay, whatever.
Okay.
But so here, 5 years later, I have a baby boy who is about to turn 3 years old.
Wow.
And I'm like, God gave him, like, we prayed for him. We wanted this baby. And I'm like, you know, when me and my husband first got married, we was like, yeah, we're gonna have two, and then in a surprise. You know, we always joke about the surprise. Like, better be careful.
Right.
But, you know, after this point, I'm like just happy to have one, because I mean, we did. We had a couple of miscarriages and we lost, you know, like just on our own and everything. And, you know, the first time it was like, so honestly, when we first got our house and found out about the breast cancer, that was a baby that really told me about the cancer because we had just had a miscarriage. And this lump that I found during the pregnancy, I had asked the doctors about, and they said that it was probably like just milk ducts forming. And, you know, they get clotted sometimes, so, you know, it's just going to dissipate. Mm-hmm. So a few months after we lost the baby, and I'm like, okay, doc, it's still here. So do y'all have to do something to, like, drain it or whatever? Yeah, right. They was like, you know what, we're going to do a biopsy. So I had my first and last mammogram. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
To say that right. I say first and last because I don't, you know, the surgery, I got double mastectomy, meaning I said take them so they won't come back.
Okay. Again,
right. but yeah, so we had to get a mammogram, and that right there really kind of got me because of the fact that insurance doesn't cover mammograms until you're 40. 40.
Yeah, yeah, because that's when they recommend women to go get looked at.
Right.
Yeah. But
you were 32?
That was 32, but I had two bouts of breast cancer before 40. So something has to change
for sure.
You know, I mean, not that I'm not begging people to go get your stuff smashed up because that needs to change. All this technology that we got here, you mean to tell me that's still y'all operate?
They said we got to make sure we got
to put it on the table.
Out.
Like, try to really got to be another way.
Wow.
But yeah. So just with doing that, the second time around. It didn't come in my chest, even though like I got the double mastectomy and I got reconstruction. So it's like, you know, I wasn't crazy with it. Like, hey, just throw me all on there. I'm kind of like a little bit bigger than before, whatever, right? But it didn't come here. It's under my arm.
Really?
On the side of it. So I guess, you know, because your breasts go all around. It's just so many pieces.
Okay. So what did you discover underneath your arm?
So it was a boil.
Okay.
You know, sometimes, like, you might get, like, little bumps or something, but they go away. Mm-hmm. So I thought it was a boil. I was like, man, but this one is still here. Like, it's kind of, now it's kind of starting to hurt.
And it just
stayed
there.
Yeah, it was, I mean, I was so small. I'm so small that you could see it. Like, it's just a knot.
Really?
Like, this is so weird. So I went, asked the doctor. I was like, so, you know, I have, like, this under my arm. I don't know what. It's okay, you know, we'll come check it out. Mm-hmm. When they did for a while, they was like, well, you know, it probably would. I was like, no, it's been here for a couple months. Mm. So they did a biopsy. And when they did that, you know it's something, okay? Whenever the doctor, most of the time when you go get a procedure done, they're doing biopsies or whatever like that, it's not the actual doctor that comes in to tell you things. But right after or during it, they was like, yeah, Dr. such and such wants to see you. They're going to come talk to you for a minute. I'm like, okay. And he came in, and the look on his face was kind of like,
uh-oh.
And he's just kind of down. He's talking real somber. He was like, you have 5 masses under your arm. I'm like, that little dot produced 5 masses. And he was, I was like, so how
and
you
just
came
floating away?
And I'm just like, okay. So then he was like he wanted to say more and more. I'm like, okay. So what's next? What do we have to do? And he was like, well, you know, we're concerned, highly concerned about these masses. And I was like, so I need to tell my family. He's like, yeah, probably so. Mm-hmm. So I was like, you know what? I'm gonna tell you one thing. Jesus Christ healed me 5 years ago.
Come on.
And he is going to do it again. Like, I looked at him straight on in his face and told him that. He was kind of taken back. And he's like, okay. And then from there, it's kind of like, all I remember is leaving out of there and going into the bathroom or the changing room to change back. And I look in the mirror and I was like, okay. All right, since you're ready for this. And I was like, do I cry? Do I get it over with? And then I was like, okay, Lord, you know what? I'm here for the testimony. Because right then and there, he didn't say cancer right then, actually, but his results showed stage 4 breast cancer. Mm-hmm. But when he said that, you know, your 5 masses, you need to tell your family because this is serious.
Wow.
I'm like, you know, he's going to do it again. Whatever it is that this ailment is trying to happen, it's not real.
Yeah.
False evidence appearing real. No, it's not real. So, you know, when I drove home, my main thing, and it's really, I laugh at it because throughout this whole breast cancer time, first off, the guy told me that it's not going to be the same. It's not going to be, like, you're not going to go through.
The fact that he already said that.
Yeah, you're not going to go through what you did last time. You know, you're not going through that. It's going to be easy, and I got you. Okay. So I was like, well, I'm here for the testimony the whole time. So when I say it's craziness is that, and it wasn't because at first when I had to meet with the doctors and the doctor said, okay, so first we're going to start with chemo and then we're going to do radiation, then surgery. Then we got to kind of search some things up so we could put you on another medication. And then, you know, she was going down the line of things. But I didn't worry about that because I was like, well, God said it wasn't going to be like it was before. Mm-hmm. And the first time they said it might be a possible radiation and it wasn't.
Right.
So I didn't do all
that. So you're
not
doing radiation this time either.
Right, exactly. Saying. So it was going to be 8 rounds we're going to start with of chemo, all this, right? And God said, no, it's not going to be that.
Okay.
How about 5 rounds? 5 rounds of chemo, no radiation, no surgery.
Come on.
4 months. 4 months. This was December when I found out all this happened, from December, January, February, March.
And they said you had stage 4.
It was stage 4. Oh, baby, let me tell you. I'm sorry, I'll get on the whole. This is a whole,
Say it.
It was everywhere. Wow. So you say breast cancer, right? It was everywhere. It was to the point when I got the results, I had to laugh because it was in my lungs. It was pelvis. It was everywhere. Oh. It was in my bone. It was everywhere. And I was lost about it. I was like, what? Because I just read it. And you know, it's doctor jargon, so I can't understand.
Okay.
So I called my one of my girlfriends in Atlanta. Her husband is a doctor. Mm. He's not you know, a breast cancer oncologist, but you know, he knows the terms. He does everything. So I was like, can he please read this to me? And so he kind of explained this to me in English. So he went through it, and he was the one who really told me that this was stage 4. Because when he was like, not where he was talking to the doctor. Doctor sense. He was like, yeah, because you know, normally when we have like things like you have, which is stage 4 cancer, this is that. And the only thing was that I wish, because my husband was listening to our conversation.
Okay.
Only thing that he got was, you got stage 4
cancer. Oh, Lord.
My wife has stage 4. And I was like, I'll let them know.
So I don't. The papers say, I don't know.
So, you know, from there, first thing I had to do, because you know, he was telling people, he was going off on the, I didn't realize this is when. I'm like, you know, I got to prepare, even just keep my husband with me. Like, we got to stay girded up together in some kind of way because, you know, he's at work like, oh, my wife has stage 4 cancer. He's, you know, just trying to get come through with himself because him thinking he's just thinking about how, you know, we wanted this baby. We have this baby and I'm like an integral part of his life. He know how his mom was to his life.
Wow.
And he's like, man, when he sees me and him, he thinks of his mom a lot, you know? So it's so much that's deep just within that. But when he was telling me just in a separate conversation outside of there, and he's like, well, babe, you know, you understand. You have stage 4 cancer. I was like, pause. Nope. Close your mouth. Don't you ever, ever say that again. Because I do I do not have stage 4 anything. You could just say stage blah. So when people was asking me about a stage, anything, I was like, no, stage blah, it's nothing. I didn't tell anybody about stage 4 cancer until after April. When I got the results.
When it was gone.
When it was gone. I didn't need, I don't want, like, see, the first time around, too, I didn't tell anybody. No. I had, like, just a little circle. I know some people were kind of mad at me, family, like, why you didn't tell me this? I was like, you don't understand. I had my little circle that, you know, like, prayer circle people who kind of knew. But, and that was it. We just kind of went through it. And I told him afterwards. But this time, I'm like, since I said, God, I'm here for the testimony, I started with, I made a video that I sent to my friends. And I'm, like, smiling through it, just telling everybody, okay, look this, you know, whatever. I'm cancer-free. But, you know, so whatever's trying to come back. But you know what? We're going to get through this. So I sent that same video to everybody. And that right there was, like, the testimony in a sense, just knowing that it's all going to be more than all right.
Amen.
More than all right. Yeah.
Ooh, Tanisha. So,
no, listen.
This is crazy because this is my
life. So you, okay, so twice.
Twice.
And you like, let's go. We've been here. This is not a surprise. Like, it's not. You know what's so funny? It makes me think about the story when Jesus fed the crowd of people, right? He did it more than one time. And his disciples, the second time was like, they hungry. The where are we going to get food? He was like, how much longer am I going to have to be here? I just showed you before what I would do. And you stuck to that. You stuck to your faith and knowing who God is, knowing who the God that you serve. Like, how dare I act like you didn't do what you just did.
Wow.
You know what I'm saying?
That's powerful.
Yeah. It just, girl, he gave, that's your journey. Like, your, the way you carry that is so powerful. Like, you are going to inspire somebody to say, I can carry this.
Right. Yes, you can.
Because you're not like, carrying it, though. God is carrying
you. Can't, you can't. Don't let it ever be on you. And I know it's easier to say, and like, you know, like look at me and say, okay, she's doing this or whatever. Oh, that's just her. She's just excitable anyway. But no, see, the thing is, regardless, just like, you know, so God knows your ways. He knows what you're capable of, what he's going to do. But see, the enemy studies you.
Right. For sure.
Oh, so he's like, you just said that.
studies you. So
the word she used, too. No.
Wow. She should be here. Tell you about how our connection is crazy. But he does. So it's like he knew, like, right where to hit. He knows, like, right where to kind of get. So he kind of get to you to try
to
try to dig in a little bit.
Yeah.
And the thing is, what that was with me and my son. Because of the fact that I really wanted him so bad. And it was just one, and it was at the very beginning when, because for one, you know, he was 2, about to be 3. And I had looked at him, and it's like he had a whole feel, because he didn't cry really at that time. And he just was looking at me, and he just kind of started crying. And I'm like, I was like, man, like what if? And I was like, you know, no, and right before you could start going down that road.
Yep. And you know,
I was just like, you know what? Snatch, throw that up.
You have to step on that, right?
Because see how you going through a rabbit hole.
The whole rabbit hole. I'm like, man, because, you know, and then I just start, what I started doing is just studying. Because I was like, you know what? Lord, you did this before. Because what the enemy had me thinking is that, okay, so you caught breast cancer at the very beginning last time. It didn't even stage.
Mm.
But this time you got stage 4, girl. Mm. What are the odds?
You come on, you see what you be saying?
You know,
condemning, making, telling you these lies.
Yes, like, because people don't, deception. It's not that many, you know, some, but you know, not that many. Women, nah, not a black woman, not that many. So, I had to literally, you got to snatch it. Like, you might pull, I probably pulled some of my hair out doing it. Throw. No, anytime it was a thought, you just snatch it, throw
you
it.
You got to respond to it or it's going to grow. Mm-hmm. It will literally grow. And you have to, you have to literally stop it in its tracks.
Mm-hmm.
Because the enemy will get into your mind and he will block you from all the blessings. We just be following along behind him.
Right.
Oh, this is where we going? Okay, no. God said, I am not leading you there.
Nope. Uh-uh.
That is not where I'm taking you. Mm-mm. And you know what I love too? You said that I'm down for the testimony.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Recognizing that it's not about you. It's bigger than you.
Right.
There are so many women, men and women, clearly, right, that has to hear your testimony, to know how you have overcome your journey so they can also be inspired. So I love that. You said I'm pulling the camera out. Like, look at you telling your story.
Yeah,
like,
that's
huge.
Let me just right here, right now, on this day. I was sitting here. I was probably cooking. Maybe it was like, it had to be Christmas dinner. I'm cooking. I was like, let me just take some time right here to tell people just to put it out. Take some time. Just record this right now. Yeah. And just knowing, I just love that I journaled my way through that every, because I was like, you know, this is going to be a book. Like, 90 days of healing. I'm just manifesting everything. Like, 100 days. And literally, like, before that 100th day, it was no cancer. It was like, no evidence of cancer. I was just.
Come on, favor.
Like, Lord, you just.
Now, this is so beautiful. I have some, Ayana, like your aunt.
Yeah.
Just tell me, like, how would you describe her? Like, this journey that you're on with her, what is that experience like? Like, witnessing her live her life the way that she does?
She doesn't let other people's emotions bottle her emotions.
Okay.
There could be a lot of things going on around her, but she's not going to let it bother her. Like with me personally, I'm a mirror. So obviously if you're like this and I'm going to come down, but she doesn't. Like even the way she responds, it's like, Lord, I'm like, Lord, this is why I know that she's supposed to be in my life. Because it's not just that she's my aunt. Yes, but I have a lot of aunts. But why her?
Wow.
And I feel like it's preparing me to be a better person, really, because to study, because I'm the person, I got something to say, and I'm going to say it right now. But no, she kind of, you know, she learns how to respond. And, you know, if it's not going to be the way the Lord will have her respond, she might not say nothing. And it would be more like, like she says, classy clap back.
Yeah,
Well, she's teaching me how to do that because, you know, I used to
cut
be
you
like.
Up, you don't even know you got cut.
No. Nope.
You said clap back, but no class.
Yeah. Nope, no class at all. But she's teaching me that. So, but I'm like, Laura, wow, you know.
Wow.
And I feel like when you're in, it kind of reminds me like of Jesus and Peter, like just more like the disciples.
Yeah.
So, you know, they're with Jesus. And they don't know what they have in front of them.
Come on.
But then when he's gone, it's like, wow. Like that's why he's like, go out and build disciples. So obviously with me being with her, I'm being in my human mind. And, you know, sometimes you don't see it. But then you're like, wow, wait, Lord, like, okay, you want me to be with mine? Okay, I'm supposed to be the one to pray for her. Okay, you said that she was the one praying for me. And now I'm, you know, going the journey that I'm supposed to go. I didn't even know I was supposed to be on this journey. But here I am, you know. So I just... Sometimes I'm like, wow, God, like,
that's beautiful. No. And I always, like, I know when we talked, I always say, God is so strategic.
He's very strategic.
Like,
because,
and we here. Yeah. It's so funny. We've been saying a lot of the same things. But like, when we talked about it being bigger than you, like, even, you know, yes, inspiring others, but even building other young women.
Like, you know, like with everything, like even, and not even just with the disease thing, like your mental health.
Yeah.
Because I was having like some moments last week and she was like, no, you cast that. Every time it comes back up, you cast that thing back down and you say the word over that thing. And every time you think about it, or maybe God gave you a particular particular promise or something like that. And every time you think about, but God, you said that this is going to happen at this time. You're like, don't think about that. Think about him mm-hmm. and he'll do the rest. Yeah, so like, that's even teaching me with that. I'm like, okay.
Yeah.
Like, thank you, Lord. Thank you for that, my Lord.
That mindset.
It's the mindset.
It's constant. We always, the reps, it's constant repetition. You got it. Every time you face it, you have an opportunity to make a decision and say, okay, you know what? Mm-hmm. This is how I'm going to respond. I'm not going to feed into it. I'm not going to allow my mind to take over. I'm not going to allow what's going on, these circumstances, to become my reality. Like, I believe in what God is doing in my life.
Right.
And we have to be reminded of the spirit of the truth.
Right.
He said the Holy Spirit is the spirit of the truth. He will literally, and in 1 Peter it says, think of things that are righteous, that are what did he say, glorious to God.
Yeah.
Paraphrasing, that's my own.
Right. Basically,
that's,
yeah.
That's what,
it's not an NLT, it's probably like an MLK.
But he understands.
But he said, you know, he said, think, you know, we even know the scripture, think of things that are above and not below.
Not beneath.
You know,
right.
Like beneath, exactly. And even, you know, I love this too. The woman who turned into a pillar of salt.
Yes.
Right? Mm-hmm. And she was too focused on the past.
On the past.
Jesus even said, anyone who puts their hand to the plow and is thinking about the past is not fit for the kingdom.
No.
And even in you, the second time around, it's like, okay, I'm not going to allow it. I'm not looking back there. I'm looking, I'm still looking forward.
Right.
Still looking forward. So you moving forward, right?
Right.
And you started Go Team Consulting.
Yes, right.
God over everything.
Over everything.
Tell me. So you started Go Team after the first experience of breast cancer?
Yes.
Okay.
Because, was that 2018? So yes and no. Yes, because I had it all figured out. But I wasn't on paper.
Right.
Okay.
Or,
okay.
You know, like, we're just doing things. Okay, what? Because I already had, you know, something in just under wraps that could really help people. Help people make money doing this. Okay, yep, you could use that to invest for something else. You know, I had that whole mindset of things, but it just, like, he started just putting different things in order. And I think, not even think, I know that the second part was a part of that plan. Of course, God did not say, look, you're going to get cancer. You're going to this. He knew the enemy might try to plan. But he's like, you know, if this happens, you know, she's going to get through this. And this is how it's going to help this even more to be able to reach people. But yeah, so with that, just doing... mindset has been my main thing on everything. That's why, like, one of the first services that we do with the Go Team is mindset training.
So right. So this is what I want to do. Tell me, as a client, what can they expect to receive? And within, like, what is Go Team for a business owner?
Okay, so Go Team for a business owner is we meet you where you are. Because the thing is, a lot of times people, they just have just an inkling in their mind that I want to start a business. I need to do something more. So just taking you from just that thought and kind of cultivating that, right? For the pre-business owner in you, right?
Mm-hmm.
But then, so you have that. We have a part to work with you on that. So that's like the service you could pick for, like, just the mindset training and stepping forward to the business building package. And even before that, we have like a digital product that we send out free. A digital product, so you can kind of learn some things and see why, you know, just roll with us. You know, we can do some things. We're not trying to just scrape you broke, but you know what we want to say. We want to teach you that, hey, you are worth time and money. Your time is money. So, you know, you need to get paid. So you need to get paid. So does she. So does we, right?
Absolutely. And I love that. Now we're going to dive into that digital project or product.
Yeah.
But first, starting now, reversing back to what you were saying about the mindset.
Yes.
Why is it important for business owners to start with the mindset? And I just want to add this caveat because I know when I started my journey, I'm like, okay, guys, we're about to get this bag. Isn't that like the lingo this year? And it's like, let's go get the money. And then God was like, I'm building character for the first 6+ months before you even see a dollar of profit. We have to build you up to steward this business effectively.
That is important.
You know, do you want a brand? Do you want a business? Do you want a legacy? You want it to be everlasting? Or are you in it for just the moment. Just to get a few dollars? So that was my spiel.
Wow.
Tell me, what's the importance of business owners starting with their mindset?
You have to, because, see, the thing is, a lot of times people, you know, they see business owners, or if they have somebody that they know, they start a business. Oh, you know, they got it all figured out. You know, they was working here, but they left their job. Wow, and they're doing this. They just think you're floating off with the wind, and you got, you know, the whole, I don't know, Prince Charming on the way. You know, everything, right? Which can come. You know, it can happen.
Right.
Like that, but I just always think about, what's the song the Ericas, Campbell, the Marys. How it's God, the God in me. You know, you see, like, people, what they don't see.
Girl, because when I hit the flow, when I close the door, I hit the flow.
You don't know how much I pray. You don't know how much. You know, I
that is true.
And that's the real truth. So the thing is, you can't come into, okay, look, I'm about to start this business. I got this little amount of money right here. And I know what, look, in Michigan, it don't cost nothing really to actually start your LLC. That's the blessing in that, right? So, yes, I could just do this, boom, start this business and go. But honestly, I just think if anybody, if you just start a business and you haven't started anything with your mind, like books, I mean, of course you need to read, read your Bible. If you don't, because the thing is, I'm talking to, like, not just people who start businesses as believers. That's great, because, you know, just because you are a believer doesn't mean you're really there yet either.
Yeah. Okay.
So, you know, reading your Bible will get you there. But, you know, it's different books that you should read that can kind of get your mindset together. You know, you're thinking, you're thinking about just because you're reading Think and Grow Rich. Oh, you know, that's all you're thinking about is money. But if you really understood, like, all the different biblical terminology that's in that book that can really get you to where your mind needs to be, you got to think, you have to read things, put things in front of you, listen to things instead of listen to, you know, trap song, yo, whatever. Even sometimes even your gospel music. Listen to somebody who's talking is pouring into you.
Yeah.
Things, stories. 'Cause look,
how do you walk your clients through their mindset?
So it's like we had this thing. It was like a billionaire book club.
Okay.
That we would meet once a week. So we'll all pick a book and we'll read that book. And sometimes, I know, even in the beginning when we started that, I was like, I wouldn't even get the chapters whatever read. So, but, you know, you're doing the Cliff Notes version, just talk about something. But when you see other people's, what they got from it, and it's kind of like, oh, you read that? I actually read this. Well, let me read this again so you can get something into you, whatever, right? So just walking people in, like, okay, so what first thing that I ask people is like, so what book you reading?
Come on.
It was like, sometimes I ain't read no book in like since school whatever, right? But if, and then just letting people meeting them where they are, because just because you're not reading yet doesn't mean that you should be shamed for it.
Right.
Like, you know what? Start off with Audible. Actually, you know, go on YouTube and pull this book up right now. Listen to this one. And I'm telling you, it's going to turn your life around. Just thinking about, like, millionaire secrets. You know, some secrets to that. Yes, you have to read this book by T. Harv Eker. You know, just different things, you know, throwing the shameless plug.
Right. Because I'm actually going to mention it myself.
Yeah, I'm actually reading that book right now. That's why it's, like, fresh off the dome. But yeah, like, what books are you reading? And that right there kind of starts the mindset. Because they're like, I don't read books. Well, like, have you ever read about what, you know, you talked about what you wanted to do, especially if they're talking about, like, money, you got a money number that you're trying to make. So how do you know anybody who makes that money amount? Say, well, no, you know, my family, I'm just trying to change the generation.
Everybody want to create
generational wealth. I'm trying to change that around. Okay, well, do you know what people who make that amount, what they do on a daily, like, what is their daily schedule? So just kind of get people thinking about what's next. What should I be doing?
Because it's a lifestyle change.
Yes, right. It's a lifestyle change. And you can't just change your lifestyle overnight. Like, you can't be a lottery with your business, like, lottery mindset. Like, I'm going to get what's going to happen. I'm going to get this contract. And then, boom, we're going to blow up. Because the thing is, look, that was me.
All of us. Everybody thinks they're going to have one. And even if that is the case, if you don't have the mindset or the character to sustain it. Exactly. It won't even matter. So now they're doing the mindset training, right? So then what's next as a business owner going through your program?
Yeah, so once, you know, we kind of get your mindset figuring out, okay, like, some people, they might be, okay, like, she's talking about read this book. Like, I'm trying to get to this money. Like, I really need it now, right? So, you know, I just really kind of put forth different opportunities where, you know, things that you can actually do to make money so that you can actually start your business.
Right.
So point them in that direction. You know, you can take a, take a class. You could do this, different things that are out there, and even different things that you can actually do that can really help you along the way.
Yeah.
And that's where our digital product comes in at, because with there, we have so many different notes of, like, just starting with, okay, digital products. All right. What do you mean when you say digital product? Like, I don't have nothing yet. I got to write this book or do something. Not at all. Reach out to us and we'll show you how you can actually make money. It's called, you know, you ever heard of, like, you know, OPM, right?
Yeah.
Other people's money.
Yeah.
Well, look, you know what? It's other people's stuff. Pops, I call it.
Okay.
Other people's stuff. You can make money off of other people's stuff, and that can get you to where you need to be.
I love that. You know what's so funny? Because I always say to you, like, your coaching. Like, you have clients that you're working with, you know, is it one by one? Like, it's just like, it's such an, it's a blessing. Yeah. It's truly a blessing. Like, always, like, mentorship is important. Coaching is important. That's something I had to learn in my journey. Like, you can't do it on your own.
No, you can't.
You need help. You need someone who's experienced, someone who can give you that different perspective. You're telling someone, what book are you reading? If they haven't read a book, that's already opening your mind in that capacity. Like, I need to start reading books. Right. Okay, cool. Now, I have to learn more about my mindset. Now, there's a digital product that I can utilize to really build my company. Mm-hmm. Like, so many businesses, they need, we all need direction.
Yeah, right. We do.
No matter how much you earn as a business owner, you will always need mentorship.
Right. Yes.
You should always want to grow and be a student at the end of the day.
Yeah.
So, I think that's amazing. So, can we learn more about this digital product? Can you tell me? I don't know if it's like top secret. I heard you say reach out to us, right? If it's top secret, that's fine. Because I do understand on the importance of, you know, just let me know. Is that something that we can talk about?
Yeah, no, it's not top secret. Just it's kind of just, you know, pulling together, like just getting your wheels spinning.
Okay.
Because everything that it talks about is out here. Like, they can research and find some things, right? But it's just really getting your mind spinning about something that, you know, really everybody has a talent.
Yeah.
And just thinking about, what are you good at? What do you do better than anybody around you?
Mm-hmm.
And we can kind of pinpoint that, like, oh, you know, I mean, you know, I'm really good with kids, or maybe I'm really good, I'm creative. I'm a creative. I like doing this. But you haven't really put a pinpoint on what it is yet.
Right.
Okay.
That right there, you know, just kind of helping you say, okay, well, look, you know, it's look for other people that are doing what you want to do.
Right.
So your software, in a sense, diagnoses the person from where they are, what their aspirations are, and it helps them to formulate their business. Or if you already have a foundation, it helps you to scale it, in a sense. Is that what I'm
saying? So that's not even getting to the software part yet.
Okay.
So the first part is like, it's more so like, you know, books you're reading, and, you know, kind of we have some extra pieces to give you. You know, once you know, you buy into our program, or, you know, you just, hey, just, I want to be a part of the Go team. What I need to do? Right. But then on that part where you have like the, just the software, that's more so for the business owners. Look, once you, if you find your, you can go from like 0 to 100 with us.
Right.
Because say you start where you don't know. I mean, not calling you a zero because you always the hero. Okay.
Come on.
I'm so whack. I'm sorry. I'm a nerd. But
are flourishing, girl.
Yeah.
But like, you know, if you from when you don't really know what you're going to do, and then, you know, you have that business, and yes, it's development. Because I work with like higher ticket businesses who, you know, they didn't go through me to start their business. They just have companies that where they just started a business. But most of the time when you're there, you don't have time to really build the business. It's like you're so into it and what's next. You know, you're trying to service your clients, you're doing this, but then you want growth. But, you know, okay, to do that, you need to hire a marketing team and do all this.
Right.
But a lot of people smaller businesses can't really afford to just say, okay, look, I'm about to put at least another $60,000 in our budget so we can pay somebody to do all this other stuff.
Yeah.
You know, so we stand in the gap right there to be able to help them to, you know, and not have to charge that big fee that they're trying to avoid because they think that they don't need marketing. But, you know, we all need to have somebody who's, because look, everybody has that talent.
Yeah,
they can actually do that. So we actually have a software that really helps with that and bring it into the digital age, because working with a lot of people are afraid of AI and what it's going to do here. But it's not even nothing to be afraid of. It's inevitable. But what we can do is make it adopted in the kingdom so it can only be really eradicated. We can eradicate whatever the enemy has and we can use it for the good.
Important.
The good of business, the good of, you know, so if we can make that. So then people, when they see it, they'll say, oh, this is what you're supposed to do with AI stuff. Not, oh, we're going to use AI to take over the world and kill off all the human. No.
Because people, you have to utilize it though.
Right.
With anything.
Right.
AI, social media, like how am I utilizing this software? What am I doing to contribute to this software? How am I allowing it to contribute to my life?
Yeah.
Like, even with the chat GPT, I always say GBT.
Right.
But even with that, it's like, okay, cool. If you want to plug in some prompts or what have you, okay, utilize those words and that verbiage and those, you know, what you're learning from it so that you're not always relying on it in a sense.
Yeah, yeah,
so
yeah.
Use it to your best advantage. But okay, wow, this is amazing. So you can go from, like you keep saying, I'm meeting you where you are.
Right.
You may have a thought, right? Exactly. Not from that thought. We're gravitating and we're going. It's like promotions. Like you're mm-hmm. constantly graduating throughout yeah. the community. I love that.
Yeah. That's, yeah. When you just said it, what really just hit me, like you said, you're going from a thought. And I just thought, like, man, God over everything. Because see, that's what a thought. Like I had a thought.
Yeah.
And then he spoke.
You spoke. Mm-hmm. Right.
Mm-hmm. And it's like everything that, you know, so
he wants his kids to do the same
thing. Yes. This is good. This is good.
That's good.
Wow. Yeah. So as a business owner, right? Mm-hmm. So you're using the software. Mm-hmm. So can I use me as an example?
Yeah.
Because I love how versatile your program is, right? So me as a media company, mm-hmm. how would my media company be able to utilize the software? Mm.
So what we would do, of course, it's the same thing, the consultation, to meet you where you are, to say, okay, well, you know, I got this going. I know, look, Miss my kid, she got everything going on, okay? She's here and there. She got it all set up, right? But, you know, at the end of the day, because she has it all, that means that, you know, she's right here ready for that growth, that expansion, yep. right? Regardless, like, even though she's doing well, everything, you know, can be expanded. So, you know, meeting you and just understanding, like, all the logistics, the things you have going on, and just seeing, because with everything, there's always, like, little pieces where you could kind of slide something in.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes people, when you think, like, oh, man, look, my schedule is like this, 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 and that, I barely don't even have time to meet with you to talk about how you can mm-hmm. maybe make whatever better. I don't have time to do an interview to try to find out somebody who could do it. Then I got to discuss what the pricing is that I need to think about. Right. If I want to go to this next level. So, you know, you just meet them where they are and then say, okay, well, what are you thinking that if you were thinking about marketing, what are you thinking the budget is?
Okay.
And, you know, hear you out from where you are, mm-hmm. tell you what that really is and what it can and what it can't be. And then we say, how can we get there? What does it look like if you were there? What would you be doing if you did meet that number, reach that number? And we could kind of talk about that. And then we'll just go through different things that we can do to get you there without having you try to stress yourself out to get it done.
So you essentially would be building those marketing campaigns mm-hmm. to help mm-hmm. scale the business. Mm-hmm. And okay, wow.
Yeah. So we build, and it's the thing that I really love about it, especially like with, you got to have a mentor in everything, right? Because I'm like the most non-techie millennial, but you got to know people. Like you can't be the biggest fish in your pond.
No. Yeah.
That's what we're talking about, right? So meeting with people and always educating yourself. And like right. I have Ayana, she's in this program with me that we're about to start next week.
Okay.
So she's going to be learning a lot of stuff about more things about AI and stuff too. But what things that, you know, he's taught me and what he's been talking about, like, you know, if you take this, you know, to this level here. So I've been able to take my expertise of what I've been doing before, mm-hmm. you know, AI isn't a thing, and to be able to place it in there with what he's doing and kind of, you know, he'll massage. People who know what they're doing, they kind of gloss you up a little bit. So because if somebody gloss me up, then hey, I'm just doing what God does. He gonna gloss you up too.
Right.
So I'm like, we're gonna be up here glossy. We're gonna be winning.
Wow. No, that's exciting. So can you tell everybody where can they find GoTeam? How can they get started and how can they start to amplify their business and really scale it through your services no matter where they are? Mm-hmm. Where can they get started at?
Yep. So the main thing, we have a website. It's goteamconsulting.com. And that's G-O-E, God over everything, consulting.com. And that's where you could kind of see all the rims of everything. You know, every page is something different. The first page, just talk about, you know, the first steps. The second one, it really kind of goes into like, oh, how, if I'm this busy business owner, how can you help me without me being in the way? Do I have to put somebody to the side to meet with you? You know, so that right there, that'll go through there. And you just go to the site and really just fill in the information. Just say, okay, look, my name is Tanisha, and this is my number and my email. I just want to know more info. Even if you just send more info, you know, we'll send you over. We'll send you over that first book that I was talking about, the free, the free digital product. And then, you know, we go from there. We can say, hey, do you want to meet? You know, I'm not going to charge you for a consultation because I like having conversations. So we'll just figure things out from there. Like, what do we need to do? What are we doing? How are we going to get more in 2024?
Right. Okay. Is that the plug?
I know. That's not okay. Logo in 2024. It's still 2024. You know, we almost halfway through, but mm-hmm. there's still time.
Mm-hmm. You know, God's timing is so perfect with GoTeam because after the pandemic, during the pandemic, everyone wanted to start a business.
Yeah.
It was a thing, right? And a lot of us just wanted to be free, free from working for someone else, just wanted to experience that, wanting to build a legacy. And a lot of us jumped into it without clear direction or are into it and was like, okay, now I'm lost. Stuck.
Right.
How do I scale? So having your software, having your program is so amazing and fundamental because they can understand where they are, where they're headed, and how do I get there? Yeah. And take me through avenues that I didn't even know existed. And that's the beauty in mentorship. That's the beauty in having someone, you know, guiding you and leading you, coaching you, consulting you. Like, it's all in the same family to me. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, but having that guidance is so beautiful because we need it. You are not too smart to receive more information. No, okay?
Never.
You are never too smart because then you will stop growing and you will be capped at your knowledge. Like, you can't grow. Now, Ayana, you are, we're not that far apart in age at all. So let me be clear.
Nope.
I want to be very clear. But, you know, as young women, it's, we're all young women, but, you know, you and your generation, I only say that because now we found out you Gen Z girl. But, you know, she's still a millennial.
I'm millennial at heart, you know.
But what,
I still played outside, you know.
Right, right.
I'm still in that generation.
Okay, for the streetlights. Okay, cool. Yes. You in.
Yeah.
You good. So what advice that you have to your generation, you know, being able to work beside your aunt, seeing her be such a go-getter and you being a go-getter as well and so ambitious, what advice do you have to your generation?
Well, first of all, obviously build a relationship with Christ so that he can show you your purpose and where you're supposed to be. Because years ago, I was in Florida and I didn't even picture myself even being in Michigan. So even moving here, I was like, Lord, you want me to do what? I'm like, okay, God, whatever. It sounds good. I'm not doing that. No. But then I'm like, okay, so I moved here, but I didn't listen to him directly. So he's like, I want you to do this and I want you to do this. And I'm like, okay. And then, you know, you get caught up and stuff. So my aunt was with me the entire time, you know, just praying for me. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. She was praying for me because, you know, your girl was getting into some stuff. Okay. But, you know, I finally, it came to a point where I just was like, you know, okay, God, I'm tired of the same cycle. I'm tired of, I know that I'm supposed to be the change in my family. I don't know how I'm going to get there, but I know that, you know, you can do that. And lo and behold, I have my aunt here who, you know, and I'm like, okay, God, you're using my aunt to show me different things. But yeah, like going back to the point of in this generation, we have to know him and then he will reveal your purpose. And with knowing your purpose, you can kind of, you know, be directed in that sense. Obviously not being lazy with that, because you'll find out your purpose and then still like, okay, I'm just going to sit here and it's going to come to
or
me. No,
from it.
You gotta, you have to literally do the work too. You can't have the faith and no works.
Come on.
And that's what he's really showing me, because I used to be like, okay, God, any day now.
Like, I told
just
you.
Just out of the sky. It's like, move today. I want you to go. I want you to do this. And I feel like she's showing me that, you know? So the Lord has a sense of humor, basically.
Yeah. That's amazing. Yeah. That's so good. It's so funny. We're not that far apart at all.
We're
I have to be very clear. I used to be bothering people. Used to try to separate me. Like, listen. So I just want to make that clear. But I do understand that in every generation, there isn't always somebody like you who's growing and seeing it in that capacity. So I ask that because your generation, they need you.
Right.
You know, all of our generations need us. They need more people like us to see, you know, what's possible for them. So being with your aunt, what do you see the future holding for you?
Well, you know what? Apparently, according to the Lord, let's talk about that. It's funny because hindsight, 2024, the Lord was showing me that. So basically in the dream that I had, she sat me and my grandmother down and she gave me like a red, it was like a kind of like a pinkish note card and it had the number 14 on it.
Okay.
And she was like, now listen, I'm going to give you this card, but I need you to trust me and then you're going to give it back. And I'm like, okay. And then when she says the same thing to my grandmother's like, oh man, no, I don't want to do this, basically. And I woke up and I'm like, okay, Lord, what does that mean? He says, I want you to read Genesis 20, 26, 27, and 28. So basically, to sum all that up, is the promise to Abraham, it's the promise to Isaac, and then it's the promise to Jacob. And he was saying that I'm going to bless your family this year. If you do exactly what I tell you to do, you will be a millionaire. But obviously with that comes, you have to listen and put in the work behind that. So, and even just another dream that I had recently, she was telling me in the dream, okay, we have this parachute and if I need you to do exactly what I tell you to do, but if it flies away, just try to hold on and, you know, just go my way. So I listened to what she said, but I kind of was doing my own little thing.
Come on.
So kind of the parachute kind of at some point fell on her a little bit, and then I had to even it out, but also I almost flew away. Okay, so she's like, if you fly away, just let go. So, uh-huh. But anyways, in the end, the parachute turned it into a tent, and we were able to stick it into the ground. Wow. Now, obviously, I haven't had a whole revelation on that, but the Lord is saying something pertaining to business and me and my aunt. Mm. Okay, and I believe it's generational. You know, she's the first generation. I'm the second. DJ might be third. I don't know. But that's just what the Lord is saying thus far. And mm-hmm. I mean, we might be changing our family, you know.
Speak that.
Yeah. Man.
And it's so crazy today because I just texted her, like, we got a new mentor that's really helping us with just not my business and just tying everything together. But he was just talking about how when he started and he jumped and he built his parachute on the way down.
Right.
Oh, and wow. I had to text her. I was like, girl, this reminds me of the dream you talked about.
That's not build my coincidence at all.
Right. You said you had this dream. No. He said, yo, you just jumped. And I built my parachute on the way down. Like, huh? Right. Like, to think about that because that's crazy. I was like.
I mean, if you think about it, you're jumping too.
Yeah.
You're taking that leap. You're obeying.
Right.
You're trusting him.
You're trusting.
Even if the parachute flies away, mm-hmm. you're trusting him. Even if I have to release something to you, I'm trusting you that you're going to work it all together for the good.
Right.
Yeah.
Like, I have to be obedient and I have to trust you enough to even jump out and know that you're carrying me with this parachute.
Right. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Y'all, come on, Lord. Have your way,
Lord Jesus.
Okay, wow. This is so powerful. I am so excited for y'all future. Yeah.
It's going to be. Thank you for having us.
Yeah, I know. Thank y'all for being here. Like, from the moment we've been talking, it's just been
amazing.
It's a amazing.
Light, like, you know, like, when you got just light in the room.
Oh, we shot it, honey. Okay.
Look at the decorations, you know, the chairs.
Shout out to Groundbreaking Studio.
Come on, okay.
Bishop Greg and Ray doing their thing. Absolutely. So I have to ask you a few more questions before we wrap up. What is the future for Go Team Consulting?
So Go Team is really just about building. I mean, my background actually is in construction.
Yep.
And I came back here really on assignment because I said, you know what, I'm coming back here to rebuild my city. Mm. So everything has been adding up to that ever since, like from me praying that I could find a church home. I never, like, growing up, I never, you know, we went to church, but I never had a church home. Mm-hmm. And I didn't know that, you know, that you could actually pray for the pastor. And there was this one pastor I heard that was out of California, how he spoke. I'm like, you know, I need a pastor that's going to speak to me like that.
Yeah.
And then on that Easter Sunday, I went and I found my pastor. And I was like, this is him.
So, come on,
and I've been with him ever since. Shameless plug, just Pastor Andre.
Andre.
Yes, you out here.
Come on to FaithX, y'all.
Okay, come on, FaithX. It's like everything that he speaks, that he's been speaking, has been like, I'm like, Lord, so you were telling me to do this, and you giving him the same vision too?
Yeah.
Like the Dream Center.
Vision is
I've been on that. I'm like, the Dream Center, I'm supposed to be a part of that. So I know that I am going to be like really a pillar in helping to rebuild. Not just, see, when I told you that I was construction, right? So I did, when I first came back here, I rebuilt all the schools I ever went to. Like we redid them. And then the whole buildup of downtown when it first started, did that. Then went on and started rebuilding hotels. Was like hiring hotels from here to really all over the U.S.
Mm-hmm.
But I stepped out of that because it was like when something just becomes draining on you, and that can lead to different diseases and stuff, decay.
Yeah.
But I stepped out of that, and I'm like, you know what? I just realized that not only was I just to build like physical structures, but to rebuild people. So that's really how I got on the mindset. So the future of Go Team is really just kind of captivating, just one by one. You know, we pull together in the group so we can, because when you have a group of people who are like just like-minded and really just really upward thinking, so many amazing things can happen, and then you just spread out and go find more, and then, you know, we could come together again.
Yeah.
Oh, you do this, you think this too. So I just feel like the Go Team is all about connecting others and helping people really win on purpose, because that's what we're here for.
Right. Amen. And, you know what? I love that.
Come on.
So for people who want to win on purpose, where can they find you? I know we gave the website. Can you get the website again? And any social media? We'll start with Go Team, your personal social media. And then Ayanna, we'll have you give yours
too. Yes. Okay. Yeah. Because, you know, this she not no sidekick here. Okay.
Not at all.
She actually,
it's
like,
really the women inspires
me. You know, so.
Come on.
Yes. But yes, so our website, like we said, it's goteamconsulting.com. That's G-O-E, God over everything. And you can find us also on social media. Our platform on IG is the_goteam. And that's G.O.E team. The Go Team. And then on Facebook at Go Team Consulting. Yeah. And also she said we can drop our personal ones too. Mm-hmm. So you can find me really on all platforms as Chronicles of a Survivor. And Facebook is just my name, Tanisha Tucker. And that's E-I.
Love it. I love it. And then Ayana, what's yours?
Okay. So mine's is Ayana Charm on Facebook, on TikTok, Fashion Creator _7. And I think that's on everything. Yep.
Creator, yes. I love it. Well, ladies, thank y'all so much again. It has been a pleasure.
Come on, Jesus.
Did his thing. And I want to thank you all for staying locked into another episode of Unlock with Keys. Make sure you tune in next time to see what amazing guests we have. I am your host, Mikey Latia, and that is a wrap. Yeah. Bye. We do our wide shot right there. Bye.